Union workers at newspapers owned by Gannett in Indiana and across the country say the company is failing to fairly negotiate their contracts. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports journalists at many of those papers began a coordinated nationwide action on Monday.
Indianapolis Star employees were supposed to have a new contract almost 3 years ago. Local union president and staff photographer Jenna Watson says employees make many sacrifices, including cuts to staffing and 401k contributions. But she says Gannett won't agree to modest pay increases. In protest, union journalists at the Star will withhold their names from their stories.
The Indianapolis Star is not the Indianapolis Star without its journalists. So it's meant to send a message and it's meant to draw publicity.
The Star can't fully go on strike because their past contract prohibits it, but some union Gannett papers like the South Bend Tribune can and did strike Monday. Tribune reporter Ed Semler says they need a contract after a three-year delay to continue serving the community.
It can be where to be entertained, it could be public corruption, but without journalism, you have an uninformed public.
Gannett declined an interview, but in a written statement, a spokesperson says the company strives to provide competitive wages and benefits and will continue to negotiate fairly and in good faith. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.